Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
This is Karen Wickwire and Francis Wickwire. We are in the Girard Public Library in Girard, Kansas. It is April 1st, 2017. All right. We are here today because Frances Wickwire just found out recently that she has a half-brother she did not know about. So we had gotten her an Ancestry DNA kit about 2 years ago for Christmas, and recently she got a hit saying she had a brother, which was a complete shock. And so she got a hold of him, and this is where we're at now. But so, Frances, how did you feel when you first found out, or when you first saw the DNA results?
Well, what I got was a message from Ancestry that said I had a close relative, possibly a brother. And I remember reading that and thinking, well, that's impossible. My brother died, my sisters died. I don't really have any siblings still. In fact, I sent a message to this Gary and told him that I thought it must be some kind of a mistake. And then he emailed back to me and said that it wasn't a mistake, that he actually had the birth certificate and we both had the same mother. And I mean, I was totally shocked. I was thinking, okay, because it was a big secret. Nobody knew. Mother had given him up for adoption because she wasn't married. And that's how I first found out.
Did you, you say nobody knew, so you had no indication from your mom at all that you ever had a child before?
No, none at all. I had no clue. I figured it had to be a big mistake.
What do you know about your mom, like, before she met your father?
All I really knew is that she'd grown up in Fort Scott, Kansas, that she had gone to a junior college there in Fort Scott and had been working as a school teacher. She worked, I know she worked at a country school as a school teacher. And then I know that she married my father in December of 1941. And then of course she moved to Rock Creek, Kansas, which is a very small town in Kansas, but he had a farm there, and that's all I knew of Mom's history.
What can you tell me about your mother, you know, from what you do know?
She married my father, but he died when I was 3 and a half, and my brother was 5 and a half. He had a heart attack and fell out of a wagon when he and his fellow farmers were out picking corn. And he fell out of the wagon, and he died. And my mother moved into Meriden, Kansas, and because, of course, she couldn't take care of the farm herself, and she worked as a school teacher there for a few years. And then she married Lloyd Wolf, and they'd been married for a few years when they had my half-sister, Janice, but there were a lot of problems in the marriage. He was a drinker, and she ended up divorcing him. But she always worked. She worked hard. She worked very hard to take care of her family. And we never had much, but she made sure we had food to eat, roof over our heads, and, you know, we always had you know, some clothes and shoes. But she just had to work hard her whole life to take care of us.
I do remember you telling me, and I think one of the reasons we had bought you the Ancestry DNA kit in the first place was because you were struggling with the Wildermuth side of your family tree, right?
Right. Yes, I was, because my mother's father had been married out of wedlock. I mean, had been born out of wedlock as well. And his mother kept him, but he was very embarrassed by the fact that he was being raised by a woman that was unmarried when he was born. It was a very embarrassing thing for him. And I hadn't been able to follow back on the Wildermuths. Evidently, he did get the Wildermuth name from his father, even though he didn't marry his mother. But he did carry the name of Wildermuth. In fact, his grandfather on his father's side was named Lucien, and his name was Quentin Lucien Wildermuth, and that was my grandfather. And so I was struggling trying to find out about his family at that point. Of course, I've moved quite well past that now. I've figured out that line, but I was struggling with it.
So now that you and Gary have met up, how has your research been how have you meshed your research together? I mean, in terms of...
Well, really all I have is... All I really have is Gary and his family, because he doesn't know who his father was still. He just learned of his mother, our mother. And so I have him and his family in my genealogy now. But since his adoptive parents, they aren't bloodline, I haven't talked to him about how he feels about me adding them, since they aren't true bloodline. But he may want me to do that, and if he does, I will. But I don't want to do that without his permission. But evidently his parents, they were an older couple. They were in their 40s when they adopted him. And they evidently they were very good parents to him. They lived on a farm outside of a very small town, Walnut, Kansas. And they had never intended him to ever find out that he was adopted. That was not their intention for him to ever know. But evidently they were very good good parents to him. He had a good life.
It sounds like it. How do you think your mom would feel about you finding all this out?
You know, I have been thinking a lot about that. I am hoping that she would be pleased that we found each other. I know it was a big secret for her. She didn't want anybody to know. But, you know, times have changed. And it's accepted more now than what it was. And I just hope she's pleased that we found each other.
Is there anything else you want recorded in this right now?
All I can say is, this may sound strange, but it feels like a blessing to have a brother. My brother died in his 30s. My sister died a few years ago. My mother's dead. My father's dead. And until I found Gary, I didn't think I had any close family. So it's meant a lot to me to learn about him.
We are here, like I said, we're here in Girard in the public library. Gary has brought his family. We are going to interview him next. He has a large family of his own, several children, several grandchildren. So all of a sudden, Fran now has a huge secondary family that she gets to learn and love. So thank you, Fran, for this.
Uh-huh.
And we will save this for posterity.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Hello, this is Karen Wickwire again in Girard, Kansas at the Girard Public Library. It is April 1st, 2017. I am with Gary Dowling, who is the second half of the story with Frances Wickwire. Again, he and she found each other through Ancestry DNA through a match. So, Gary, how did you feel when you found out or when you saw your match on Ancestry DNA come across that you had a sister?
Well, I was anxious to meet her, and I first tried to contact her, and I was hoping that she would respond. Because, you know, how would you feel if somebody said, I'm your brother? And so I was worried that she wouldn't. I got real worried that she wouldn't contact me.
Now, you obviously were in a different position than Frances, because she didn't know her mother had a son before. But you said you found out you were adopted when you were 25 years old.
Yes.
Can you tell us how that came about?
Okay. Like you said, I was adopted. And my folks did not want me to know I was adopted. But I was in town one day, and we were farmers, but lived near a small town of 500. And one guy said to me, he says, your folks don't want you to know it, but you're adopted. So I came over here at the courthouse and asked for adoption records, and they brought them to me. And I saw on there where Mary Wildermuth was my birth mother, and that she had gave me up for adoption at birth, and that she lived in Fort Scott at the time. So I went to Fort Scott and looked in the phone book, and I found Quentin Wildermuth, which would have been my grandpa. And I went to the address. At that time, I didn't know he was my grandpa. I just knew he had the same last name. Went to the address, and they weren't home. So I went next door north, and there was an old couple lived there, and I told them a fictitious story. I didn't want them to know what I was up to. And they said, no, you're their family because you look just like them. And so I came home and I told my mom and dad what I'd found out, and it just literally broke their hearts, so I totally dropped it. I just had nothing to do with it. And last fall, my kids were after me to find out my health history. And they was wanting to know about the health history, and is there any way you can find out? And I said, well, my birth mother was Mary Wildermuth. And they said, what? You knew this all these years and you didn't tell us? I said, you didn't have a reason to know.
Yeah.
And so they got after me, and 1st of December I got on Ancestry, and I could find out a little bit, and I found my picture of my grandpa, and I looked at it, and chills just went over me. It's just like looking in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I thought, my goodness, that old couple was right. I couldn't fool them. But I couldn't find out a whole lot. I seen this F. Wickwire. I was putting all this stuff in, but I had no idea who she was. And so then, the end of December, I did a DNA test. And it was first part of February, I got the results back, and it says, you have a sister, and here's her name, and I could contact her through Ancestry because she was on Ancestry. So that's how we started to contact each other.
That's awesome. So I asked Fran this, how do you think your adopted parents would feel right now about having you find a sister and her family?
I think my mother would be thrilled. My dad, he was the main one that wanted me for his own and didn't want to share me with anybody. And it hurt him the worst when he found out that I knew. So I don't know how he would feel. I can't answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my mother would be thrilled about it.
That's awesome. So what did your adopted parents do? I know it was in the adoption papers, but let's go ahead and...
They were farmers.
Okay.
My father was a farmer, been a farmer all his life, grew up in the Walnut area where I live, and been there all his life. He wouldn't move from that area. And my mother was just a housekeeper. We raised cattle and hogs and chickens and grain to feed them. And then my dad also was an oil driller. He drilled oil wells. So he did both.
So on your adoption papers, it says your biological father is unknown.
Yes.
Farmhand, and you said that you've done some research, but go ahead and spell that out a little bit.
On the adoption papers, it said that he was a hired hand on his father's ranch, and that he lived close to where Mary, my mother, taught school. So I got to thinking if I could find, because this old couple told me who he was, gave me his name. I knew it was a common name, but I can't remember. Well, I never did forget Wilderman. But anyway, I thought, well, if I can find out where she taught school, and then get a plot map where it has the who owned the property where, I might be able to find it. If I could see the name, I might recognize it. But I've been able to find out that in 37 where she was teaching school, but I haven't found out where she was teaching in 1940. Where she was teaching in 37 was 2 miles east and 2 miles north of Moran at a country school. And I looked all on those names there, and I never found any property over 160, so I didn't think that would be a ranch. And so I haven't found anything yet. I'm still wanting to try. I haven't gave up on it. I asked our uncle, or I asked Mary, or Francis to ask our uncle.
Yes.
If he remembered. And he said he remembered meeting him, but doesn't remember his name.
Okay. So this is going to go to posterity. Is there anything else you want to add to this in terms of how this process worked, how you feeling about all of this?
Well, just like I prayed tonight that we came together as two families and we're going to leave as one. That's how I feel about it. And I'm so thrilled. I grew up as an only child. And to have a sister, to have family call me uncle, it's just awesome.
Yes.
Just awesome.
Yes. It's, the atmosphere has been so, immediately everybody gelled, hasn't
yes.
it? It's been great. This has been the most wonderful thing.
When we ate, I was a little bit worried about it because we were still separated.
Yes.
One family sitting over here, one family sitting over there. But to bring 19 people from France's family and 15 people from my family together, and after supper, they just blended, and
yes.
It just thrilled me. It just thrills me.
Well, thank you. As soon as I get this done, we'll send you recordings, and
okay.
They can add this all in. So
all right.
Thank you so much.
You bet.